The DNR wants to team up with the Nature Conservancy to buy land or acquire land protecting easements on more than 60,000 acres owned by International Paper in Florence, Forest, and Marinette counties. The DNR board is scheduled to tour some of the 100 square miles today and vote on the package tomorrow at a meeting in Stevens Point. Board member Stephen Willett says the project is impressive and the property needs protection from development. But he says he plans to ask some questions about how the deal is structured. Well, it says there are concerns about the state spending $30 million in stewardship money and only getting outright ownership of about 6,000 acres.
Where, in fact, the amount of fee title that we're buying is fairly small in comparison to the easements. And is this the best way to do it? I personally think that the easement approach versus owning the property is probably more economically efficient. But there's going to be some legitimate discussion about that.
Matt Dahlman of the Nature Conservancy says through the easement process, the state doesn't need to own a lot of land to gain public rights.
The right to hunt and fish on that property, the right to access that property in perpetuity. So I think we are getting a great deal, and we're not paying the full fair market value for it because we're getting only the rights that we felt are very important to the public of Wisconsin.
Dahlman says sustainable logging would also be allowed. Now, some people are also raising questions about whether the federal government is already protecting part of the property near hydroelectric dams. But Dahlman says he believes the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission development ban does not apply to any land in the Wild Rivers Forest Legacy Program. Some Republican state legislators and timber companies are also upset with how the Doyle administration has put together the deal. The lawmakers apparently can't stop the stewardship spending, but may hold informational hearings closer to this year's elections. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.